This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning at 8:06 along the Gulf Coast. You've got it. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Now, later today, we're going to podcast the show as well on the team website at usfdracing.org. Wow, what a show. Huge, huge events today. Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway. Hey, he's going to talk about the Snowball Derby, that huge race in December, and how you're running out of time to get your tickets, okay, before they go out to the public for sale. Also tonight, something different. They're racing Saturday night. We'll talk about what they're doing, and it has something to do with drifting. Pretty huge. Now, one of the guys that doesn't do the drifting there, but also is just amazing around the ovals, has NASCAR experience, and he finally put that number one back into victory lane last week. Mike Garvey will be in here driving the Buddy's Home Furnishings late models. We're going to have him on for the first time today on the show, which we're excited about. Also, so much to talk about, including the NASCAR race last night. How about Johanna Long was running all the way up to sixth? She was involved in a 16-car accident when one of the leaders were trying to switch and it just took out the front of the field. She did a great job, started 12th, finished 12th. We're going to get her on the show next week. Well, we'll talk about also a terrible wreck Danica had. She got spun again right up in the front and she hit so hard. I tell you what, and I don't know if Rick Crawford saw this. We're going to talk with Rick and bring him in. Good morning, Rick. I know you were busy last night, but did you happen to see the in-car camera of Danica Patrick's wreck when she hit the wall on the inside at Daytona? I've never seen a steering rack shoot straight up in the air like it did and almost clipped her face.
Well, actually, it it collapsed a little bit and got out of the way. So they're designed to do that. But good morning, everybody. Full Throttle with Kane, and glad to be on the show this morning.
Well, okay, yeah, good morning, and I appreciate you coming on board, and there's so much more to talk about, but I was really blown away, and a hard hit there. And last night, first of all, before we talk racing, I want to congratulate you on another business venture that you've started here in Mobile, Alabama. It's Rick Crawford's Neon Moon, a brand-new country bar, and you had a band. You had a what we like to call a soft opening last night, and I understand lots of your racing buddies and lots of folks came out to say hi.
Oh, great support last night. I think everybody had a good time, and that's what it's going to be. It's going to be full of entertainment, a lot of different things going on. About like we're running Mobile National Speedway, it's something that you might not expect. You might be surprised who you might see there. So come on out and let's have a good time. And I come out to Rick Crawford's Neon Moon Saloon. It's right up 5428 Halls Mill Road, but it's right in the heart of Kilmer's Corner, right across from Big Lots and Planet Fitness. And so It's a house of entertainment, let me tell you.
That's a good way to put it, I think. Well, another huge house of entertainment. Obviously, we've had a couple of weeks off at Mobile International Speedway. Now I want to talk about what's coming up because you've got a huge event with the Alabama Pipe and Supply Modifieds coming up this next Saturday, a week from tonight, July 14th, and also you got the fireworks, too.
Oh, absolutely, and it's the first time we ever done it, I guess, in conjunction with Pensacola. We got Friday night, there's a 50-lapper for the Alabama Pipe Supply Modifieds over there. Wow. And then they come to Mobile on Saturday night, July 14th, and we have a 50-lap, another championship race, $1,500 to win. But the deal is whoever runs the best in both races gets to extra $500.
Wow.
So big night, big payout for the Alabama Pipe and Supply Modifieds. We also have the Bomber Sportsman and the motorcycle. The Two-Wheel Warriors will be back. I know Robbie McClendon's won most of the motorcycle races, and I think he's got his turn signals back on and his tag light. he's an amazing talent on a motorcycle. He knows how to work on them, and these guys are chasing him, and he rides his racing motorcycle back and forth to work. So that's the way he puts it. He's just a wild kind of guy. But the Island Motors 2 Bombers will be in action. The Bob Speed Shop Sportsman will also be in action. And then the night of fireworks. If you didn't get your fireworks sticks on July the 4th, come on out to Mobile National Speedway on July 14th, and we'll have another one.
Well, and I tell you, you mentioned Rob, and Rob's a good friend of the show, and it is amazing to watch these guys race, and especially him. There is a little tiny lip, can't be more than a foot and a half to 2 feet long, right at the top of the speedway, right along the wall, and he will ride up on that, and you're just waiting to see that handlebar on that right-hand side hit that wall. He gets that close, and boy, he doesn't, I don't even think he lifts, does he?
I don't think so, but I've seen him back in the day, the handlebar hit that wall.
Wow.
Up there, and it's not real pretty, But anyway, these guys know what they're doing, and I tell you, they don't just come to Mobile or Pensacola to race motorcycles. They're looking for a track to race. They're racing all the time. They race the Daytona Speed Weeks down there when they have Bike Week. They're racing down there. Van Rayburn has the number one plate. He'll be in action, and so I mean, he's a local guy, and he'll be in action at Mobile Speedway next Saturday night.
Yeah, that's going to be huge. And again, you know, I also want to mention, you talk about the Alabama Pipe and Supply Modifieds. You got to mention some of the drivers that you're going to see. You're probably doing double duty at Pensacola Friday and then back at Saturday. And you got to mention the guys like Donnie Hamrick's going to be there. And Donald Crocker, who, by the way, Donald's been just having an amazing year with the Modifieds. But last weekend was in a Prolate model over Pensacola and had a pretty good run, too.
Absolutely. Everybody's branching out a little bit. You know, Donnie Hamrick last year run the Prolate model for Mitch Smith.
Yeah.
Then he comes back and he's running the Alabama Pipe and Supply Modifieds this year for David Jones. And, I mean, I've seen him win like two or three in a row right off the bat. Then he's come back. He won the last race. He's got his car running and no motors talking. So these guys with these Modifieds are running really good. We got 13-time track champion Gerald Wilkerson will be back in action. And they're putting on a great show.
Well, you're going to have 2 weeks of racing in a row at Mobile International Speedway, the 21st. I like what you do in the Wild Card Twin 50s with our Midwest Cooling Towers Prolate models. Explain what that is.
Well, we took the 100-lapper and we tried to make it exciting for the fans, and we split it up into two 50-lap races. They're going to run the same set of tires in both races, and we're going to run 50 laps at the beginning of the show. We're going to let them adjust their cars and work on them just a little bit and get them ready to go for the next 50 lap or at the end. But it's a deal where we take the top 10 qualifiers, we let them pick out a deck of cards, where they're going to start for the night, and that's why we call it the Wild Card Twin 50. So it's pretty wild, and I think the drivers enjoy it, and I know the fans enjoy it because it's they don't just watch 100 laps straight through a racing and sort of pick a winner. It's all of a sudden, it's 50 laps, then they start the same way they did in the first 50, and then we come back and run the next 50. So it's just pretty different.
Well, and it's really cool the way you break it up like that. I know the fans have really been talking about it and appreciate it. And then there's one more race we got to talk about. I can't wait. The Back-to-School Demolition Derby. We've already got our car, man. It's excited at Hurricane Motorsports. And we got to Troy T-Rex Bartlett going to be in that thing again. And that's what he and his brother in California used to do all the time. So it's really great to see. And, you know, you see some of the other tracks trying this, Rick, and they're getting 7, 8, 9 cars. I think you had close to 30 cars in your last one of these things.
You know, I think it set a record for Mobile National Speedway. I think we had 26 cars in Demolition Derby. I think it lasted 30 minutes.
That was great.
Or something like that of destruction. And you've seen smoke, you've seen fire, you've seen sparks. I mean, I rate it as a 9 because we didn't get any height. And I think this time we're going to get some height out there in the Demolition Derby.
Wow.
And all the kids come out, it'll be a big night. And you know, the ride-along program, with the Bombers and Sportsmen.
I was thinking, hold on. For a second, I thought, you doing ride-alongs with the Demolition Derby? No thanks, man. You can have that seat.
No. We could,
no.
But I don't know if somebody would to drive.
No, I don't think so.
With a car with no windshield in it or whatever. But on the other hand, you know, the race that we was going to have the kids ride-along night was rained out.
Yeah.
And so we're going to bring it back for the night, what we call the Demolition Derby, back to the school. We're going to bring it back in, and that's when we're going to have our ride-along program. So the kids can come out and take a ride around the racetrack in their favorite Bomber or Sportsman driver.
Yeah, there's lots to do over at Mobile International Speedway. Again, not hard to find you on Facebook, also mobilespeedway.net. As we shift gears, one more question. I want to talk about your truck ride, your sponsor again, and you've got some exciting things going on there. Again, remind us, when's the next race you're going to be out there with NASCAR?
Well, we get our new truck put together, and we got it in the shop, and if we get a new truck put together, we'll be in Chicagoland. That is the 21st, and so that's putting us really tight. We don't like really doing it that way, but that could happen. We got some exciting news coming up. Maybe I can spill it on the show next Saturday. We've got something different going on
cool. As
far as the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series is going. But Super Seal's on board. They've been with me for the last 3 years. And they're taking this to Chicago They're also coming to Mobile International Speedway September 22nd for the Super Seal 150, $10,000 for the winner. And I heard Ted Hubert last Wednesday night on Tommy Prater's Inside Alabama Race, and he said the purse might even get bigger than that.
Wow.
So he's a promoter. He's a marketing guy with Super Seal Construction Products out of Canada. SuperSealRacing.com or SuperSeal.ca. And, I mean, he just made it exciting because he's trying to can't come down into the Gulf Coast market with the region for a Super Seal Construction Product.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be huge, and that kind of money is going to bring drivers from all over the place. But this weekend, enjoy the rest of your Saturday off, if there is such a thing as a race car driver. I'm sure you've got big plans. And again, congratulations to the Neon Moon, and we will definitely talk to you next weekend, Rick.
I look forward to it, Kane, and then with full throttle Saturday morning. Everybody listen out, and we've got some good news and got some good drivers coming up. And so keep tuned into the station, and like I say, full throttle with Kane.
All right. There you go. Rick Crawford wrapping it up for us. And again, man, he's a busy man, and we appreciate everything he does. Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway. We've got Casey with Deep South Speedway. The Cajun Wing Sprint Cars are in town tonight. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, podcast on the website, usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And that's a team that our team, Hurricane Motorsports, has been associated with for a couple of years. It's a great program. They go out to racetracks and help get the EMTs and the firefighters in for half price or discounted prices. And we race just to kind of for awareness for these volunteer programs. I tell you what, one of the first people you want to see when you're in an accident is those volunteers right there, whether it's on the track or off the track. So that's what that's all about. Still to come, a huge show. Hey, Mike Garvey checking in just a couple minutes in that yellow number one Buddy's Home Furnishings late models. He's doing the supers, he's doing the pros, and anytime he has a chance to be in that car, he'll be in it. Also tonight, the Cajun Wing Sprint Cars for the last time of the season at Deep South Speedway. Casey Hines is standing by, and I want to mention Sunny South Raceway. Their next race is actually coming up next Friday. They usually race on Saturdays. This week they're off, and I've got to say congratulations. This young man has been on the show before, Connor Okresic. He's a regular in the bandos there. He got third at the $1 million race in Charlotte. That was Wednesday. Thursday went to Atlanta, raced fourth, and was top five in the three-day thriller. So congratulations. I know their family's probably glad to be driving back to Mobile and get a little break, but they are all over the place, and Connor is going to be a name that you're going to hear for a long time, I think. He's a good driver, and I tell you what, he used to drive, and now he's promoting, and I don't know which is more dangerous, promoting or driving. We'll see. Tim Bryant on the line. Good morning, man, and hey, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Kane. Glad to be with you this morning.
Well, I tell you what, I'm excited to start talking about everything that we've got going on at Five Flag Speedway. We've got drifting set up today. Going to start around 4 o'clock. But before we get into the drifting, we've got to talk about Snowball Derby tickets. I've been talking about this. Running out of time to keep saving your seat. What's the latest on ticket sales?
Well, ticket sales are going well. Of course, we're doing ticket renewals for the 45th annual Snowball Derby, and what that is, of course, is those folks that had reserved seats last year have those seats locked into their name up until August 1st. So until August 1st, they can renew the seats they have. They can also, at the same time, request an upgrade, and they'll be given precedence when we start processing upgrades in the order that they purchased or renewed their ticket. So August 1st is the deadline to renew. Again, you can request an upgrade. We'll spend 2 weeks processing those upgrades, and August the 15th is the day that Snowball Derby tickets will go on sale to the general public.
You know, that's such an amazing race, and I've talked to people even just as much as this week off the air and with friends, and just the electricity of that race. It's not like any other short track race in the world, I could say. I mean, you've got people from all over the country and all over the world coming from Canada and all over the states, and there's such an electricity there. It's like a NASCAR race. It really is, and you got to look at some of the winners of the past race. Look at Johanna Long, who I've already mentioned had a great run last night at Daytona, tore up car in a 16-car wreck, and still finishes 12th where she started. And she was all the way up to 6th for a while, Tim, and she had a great run. But then also, let's mention Chase Elliott, who won it last year, had a great run this past Wednesday for the World Crown 300. Took that one and was a dominating car. So you see, I guess, tomorrow's stars, and some of the also all-stars, because you have NASCAR names there at the Five Flags too, don't you?
You know, know it's really amazing. Kane, 2009, Kyle Busch hoisted the Tom Dawson Trophy winning that race. We said, how could we top that? Come back the next year, and a local hometown driver, Johanna Long, hoisted the trophy. And then how could you top that with the son of Bill Elliott? Chase Elliott is a phenomenal driver. And so each year it just keeps getting better and better. And, our entry list is looking really strong. And, of course, as you mentioned, the Snowball is just an event. I mean, if folks can come and spend 2 or 3 days in, in Pensacola, a lot of activities going on in and around the Snowball, just a tremendous amount of electricity in the air the whole week.
Well, I know a lot of people will have their work schedule built around that special week. So it is huge down here on the Gulf Coast. Well, something different that you guys have been doing, and it's been pretty amazing. I love it. Drifting, and you guys are doing it today. It's a KMS-sanctioned event. Now, talk about where you guys are drifting, because this isn't on the oval. You've got a road course set up, and these guys have tuned these cars, and it's amazing to see from the very beginning when you started this, because I've been a part of it doing the announcing, to where they're at now. These guys are getting good.
Yeah, it's really kind of funny. We started in January, and we've had, I think, about 8 events. The drifting takes place on what we had paved in the infield as access roads for lining up races and people maneuvering their way around the pit area for, of course, our stock car events, which is what Five Flag Speedway has always been about. But the course just turned out to be a nice fit for the Emerald Coast Drifters. It's a group that's been in existence for a couple of years, and it's a strong group. It's kind of a different group of people, mostly youngsters, but I'll tell you, there's guys your age and even my age out there that are sliding, and that's what it's all about. It's not so much about speed. They go one at a time, and we also do tandem drifting, but it's more about technique and precision, and these are street cars, by the way. All you have to compete is seat belts and a good approved helmet, and you can come out and participate.
Yeah, and that's the thing. $10 gets you into the track today. They're going to start around 4 o'clock, and this is a sanctioned event, so you're going to see some pretty cool stuff, and I know a lot of these guys have been working on the cars. You go to EmeraldCoastDrifters.com, and you can find out all the information on them. And let me tell you something. These cars, they've got the turbos in it, just like you see in some of the movies and stuff. And when you do the tandem, and I tell you what, more than likely, I've got my helmet, and if you bring out a helmet, and I've been saying it on the radio this week, I bet you I can get you a ride. These guys love to take people for rides in these cars, don't they, Tim?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's part of the fun. As a $10 participant or admission fee, you can not only watch, but you can grab a helmet, buckle in the passenger side of one of these cars, and it's the time of your life. I mean, the whole ride lasts about 30 seconds or so, but it's a thrill. I've done it, and I've seen some stock car guys out there with the kind of a quizzical look on their face, saying, you know what, maybe, we work so hard on our cars to keep them from sliding. Here these guys work on their cars to get them to slide. They actually burn the tires right off the rim. It's just a hoot of a time. And this KMS event, by the way, is a prelude to our August 4th event, which we're going to have a big drift. Program, Cost Motorsports. They're actually at Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend with an event. They'll be here on August the 4th. We'll have a car show, a sound off, a lot of activities going on with that event. So today's somewhat of a prelude for that.
Well, and then like I said, for $10, bring the family in there right into the pitch. You can walk up to the drivers. You usually got some music pumping. And it's almost like a car show when these guys come, because you'll have some of these guys. I've seen Acura NSXs. I've seen Porsches with whale tails on them. And these guys aren't drifting, but they bring their cars just to the event, park them, and just watch. And it's like a car show too, isn't it?
It really is. People tailgate. They come out, they bring their lawn chairs, their blankets, their grills. It's a good time. Of course, this is the first time we've done a Saturday event. We're going into the twilight, and then after the thing's over with tonight, there'll be people hanging out. General camaraderie. So looking for a good time this afternoon. And by the way, Dr. Bill Williams mentions afternoon thunder showers.
Yeah.
That's okay today. The drifting goes on the track, whether it's wet or dry. Matter of fact, some guys hope for a little wet weather. So it's not going to interrupt our program today.
Well, and that's the biggest thing. And now you move back to the oval, I guess we should say, next Friday. Modified Mania times 2. You've got the motorcycles. You got the modifieds. Talk about the show you've got coming up next Friday.
Yeah, 50-lap modified race. The modified division, the open-wheel modifieds, have been putting on some of the best racing we've seen this year. Donnie Hamrick has got that David Jones number 8 just a humming, and he'll probably come in as the guy to beat. But, you know, Donald Crocker's running really good. Chris Cotto is always strong in Pensacola. Billy Melvin will be down for this event. Extra money on the line. Of course, a doubleheader with MIS. They'll go to Mobile on Saturday night. There's some bonus money on the line as well. So a good payday for the modified guys. We've had calls from Texas. Guys want to know about our rules and what our schedule is for the weekend. So looking for a good field of cars. And, of course, the Southern Motorcycle Association Racing Series. It's a newly formed group. Of course, Rob McClendon kind of heads up the group. But looking forward to having the motorcycles back on the oval. They always draw in a lot of people. So that, along with our West Florida Coding Sportsmen and our Butler U-Pullet Bombers, we're going to have a big night next Friday night. Back to the stock car action.
Yeah, and, you know, we've got Mike Garvey standing by. He's coming up next, driver of that Buddy's Home Furnishing Pro and also Super Late Models. He's had some great runs, but he's also, well, he's had a difficult year compared to what he's had in the past. But he put that car back in victory lane just last week. And, boy, I tell you what a great run it was between him and DJ Vanderlei. They both bobbled a little bit, got loose. What can you tell us about Mike Garvey? Because we're getting ready to talk to him right now. That man's a racer.
Well, I tell you, Mike is a racer. Of course, he was on the Camping World Truck Series as a car chief last year for Ryan Sieg, and he was commuting from Atlanta down to Pensacola, putting a day or two of work in on his buddy's home furnishings car and going racing on the weekend here. This year, he is full-time. He's moved to Pensacola, actually lives out of Perdido Key, works on his race cars full-time, and boy, it has shown. We mentioned Chase Elliott, of course, won the World Crown last Wednesday night at Gresham Motorsports Park, but Mike Garvey was right at the front of the pack until he had some mechanical issues. He's the guy to beat just about every time they open the gates, be it a pro late model or a super late model event. Those guys are on their game.
And you talk to him, and you know what? You can tell he's having fun. One of the most, he's very competitive, and who isn't in that class? But boy, when he's behind that wheel and you see that yellow car behind you, you better get out the way, or you're going to get moved out the way.
Mike races to win, but he's very highly respected amongst all his peers.
Well, today's the day that it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, drifting today, EmeraldCoastDrifters.com, FiveFlagSpeedway.com. Now, how do we find the track off the interstate?
We're just a mile north of I-10 on Exit 7, and you'll see the marquee out there. Today it says, no ways, but sideways. So we'll open the gates at 3 o'clock. Have a good time this evening.
All right. Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway. We look forward to being out there a little bit later, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Kane. Appreciate being out.
Absolutely. Well, again, now what we've got coming up, we want to go ahead and hit again. Still going to talk a little bit about NASCAR. And also, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Casey Hines is standing by in just a few minutes. He's got all the information on the Cajun Wing Sprint Cars. Now, if you've never seen these guys before, these guys are going to go 3 and 4 wide on the dirt today. And this is a huge high bank dirt oval. So, again, this is going to be a lot of fun. You can check out before we get started at deepsouthdirt.com. A couple things I want to mention that our friends at Advanced Auto Parts have got their huge monster truck coming. This is going to be in Theodore coming up on the 19th now. On the 20th and 21st, they're going to be rocking it down at the Mobile Civic Center. So you'll have an opportunity during the morning on the 19th to swing by Advanced Auto Parts. Go say hi to John and all our good friends over there. And we'll make sure that you get some pictures. The driver's going to be there. And if you've never seen one of these things up close, trust me, you won't want to miss it. Also, want to mention the strikeout domestic violence at the Bay Bears game coming up Friday the 13th. One of our racers at Mobile International Speedway has got a beautiful truck. He drives in. Rick Tipton. We'll have his truck out there again. That's coming up at the Bay Bears game Friday the 13th. It's a great thing. Strike out domestic violence. So much more racing. Mike Garvey standing by. Cajun Wing Sprint Cars. We ain't done yet. NASCAR, too. This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and once again, podcast later on the race show's website, usfdracing.org. Well, still so much to come. We've got to talk about last night at Daytona. Again, a crazy, crazy race. Congratulations to Mr. Bush, and I'll tell you which one won. If you don't have a computer, you can look it up. As simple as that. Deep South Speedway tonight at Loxley. The Cajun Wing Sprint Cars are back for the final time this season. And Casey Hines is standing by. And like we mentioned, Rick Crawford has praised him this morning. Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway has done the same thing. And if you've never seen this man in a pro or super late model, you're missing out. He's driving to a track now. I want to say good morning to the driver of the number one Buddy's Home Furnishings late models. That would be Mike Garvey. Mike, good morning. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, good morning, man. We're glad to be here.
Well, I tell you what, you're a racer's racer. I mean, we were just talking, okay, so what's the plan this weekend? Oh, we're heading up the Op. What you got planned tonight, my friend?
Well, we're going up to Op, Alabama for the one of the Viper Series races, and in fact, we're on the road right now. So, man, we're trying to head to a race somewhere all the time.
Well, you know, let's talk about the last time you're out. Before we talk about who Mike Garvey is, we want to talk about just that last race at Five Flag Speedway. What an amazing battle between you and DJ Vanderlei. You overcame the young driver on lap 88. But I tell you what, you guys both earned it because you both wobbled. You're going back and forth. Probably one of the more exciting late model finishes I've seen in a while. And congratulations, back in victory lane, baby.
Man, I tell you, that was a case of being lucky instead of good. I mean, we weren't very good with the car. We were real loose, and we were just trying to sit there and save tires and try to get a run at DJ in the end, and luckily he got loose. We was able to get by him, and the last five laps, man, I mean, you talk about having your hands full. We were all over the place, and you know, we both gave it 100%, and luckily we came on top.
Yeah, and you know what? The fans were standing those last five laps. There was no one sitting down, brother. So you guys, you had the Coliseum standing, man. It was great. Hey,
let me
ask you how Mike Garvey got started racing. I mean, you've been all the way up to the top from NASCAR's tier levels, and even as soon as last year. I mean, recently as last year, you were crew chief and for Ryan Sieg. Tell me about your career and where you've gone and how you've gotten there.
Well, man, my career started when, you know, my dad, back before he could buy race cars, my dad was building race cars up in Muskegon, Michigan, and I just always growing up around him. That's all I ever wanted to do, and you know, luckily I was able to turn a hobby into my job. And you know, I've raced everything from dirt cars to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series to the Nationwide to the trucks, and you know, we've always done a lot of short track racing. And this, I tell you, this is what I really love. I'm a short track racer at heart. I love this stuff, and I'm having the time of my life right now doing this with Tracy Goodson, and we're racing all over the place, and you know, I don't have that many more years to race, so we're having a great time, and then we're gonna, you know, build a business up working on cars and helping people along.
Well, and that's a great way to take it. Now, you, like I said, you've gone to the top, Lear, and you say you enjoy this style. I mean, granted, you're on the road almost every weekend, like you said, finding races. You know, like what, Wednesday you were at the World Crown 300. You were running up front, mechanical issues again. Tell us about that race.
Well, the World Crown was actually my own fault again. It's been a tough week, you know. I just plain messed up. We're leading the race, and they've got a double file restart line, and I took off about a car length too quick, and nobody's fault but my own. That put us behind, so we had to make a stop and go under green. We lost two laps, and when you lose two laps, it's hard to get them back, you know, because someone's always a lap down and get the lucky dog, and with a double file restart, you always have to go to the back. So we go to the back, work our way back up to the front. Caution to come out, we'd go back to the back, and I did anything for it. So, you know, I just play messed up, and, you know, as long as I've been racing, I shouldn't be doing that.
Well, you know, you've kind of been, like I said, back and forth. You were living in Atlanta, I believe, is what Tim Bryant was telling us, or in the Georgia area last year, flying back down here to race as you were doing the crew chief for the truck series for Ryan. What was that like working as a crew chief compared to a driver? You've already got the experience, obviously, but is it hard to switch hats back and forth, or does that help you being a driver? You know what that vehicle's like, and you're trying to teach Ryan the same thing. How was the communication between you two?
Well, the communication was really good, and I'll tell you what, it really gives you a different perspective on what's going on. I think I'd have been a better racer years ago if I would have been the crew chief, because there's so much more you can see from the outside looking in. You know, when you're driving, you only see just a small picture that's around you, and where you're crew chief, and you're seeing the whole picture unfolding. So,
yeah.
I mean, it was a good experience. It was something I had a lot of fun with. I was able to work with a lot of great racers doing it, and, you know, I got to the point where I just, you know, I was helping people, and I started helping Tracy Goodson a little bit with his car, and he asked me if I'd ever want to drive again, and I thought, you know what, you know, I'm getting up to my age, you know, I'll be 50 years old next year, and I said, you know, I don't have that many years of racing left, so why not do it now, why not have some fun, and that's what we're doing, and man, I tell you, I'm loving every minute of it right now.
Well, you've had one Super and five Pro wins so far this year, going for another one. Let me ask you, when you talk about Tracy Goodson, he is one of those owners that is so passionate and fortunate enough to have the money to fund a successful team. When you guys pull up, it's a NASCAR team coming up. It's not, you know, you don't have the open trailer. You've got the best of the best. What's it like, and how is that relationship between you and Tracy? You guys seem pretty tight.
It is, man. It's awesome. Me and Tracy have been friends for years. Mm-hmm. I helped him out a little bit back when he was racing. We were both racing late models in the old NASCAR All-Pro Series and then the Hooters late model stuff. So, you know, we've been friends for years, and even in ASA when he was racing, we were helping him. And then, you know, Tracy got sick, and, you know, he wasn't able to race anymore. He became an owner, and like you said, he's just as passionate now, if not more so. I mean, you know, we win a race, he comes out there, and he gets choked up. It's just, it means everything to him, you know? And, I mean, it's, I mean, what a better... You couldn't give somebody something better than that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Money buys a lot of things, but when you really touch someone's heart and just really make them happy, I mean, man, it makes me feel so good. It's amazing.
Oh, especially as a driver, absolutely. Well, who is your competition when you're out there? Obviously everybody, but, you know, my wife said something yesterday when I mentioned you were going to be on the air. She said, oh, I love him. He's predictable. I said, what? I don't think he's predictable. She said, no, I can watch him, and if he's in the back, he gets all the way up to the front. She loves to watch you pick off the cars. I don't think predictable was the word she was looking for, but I tell you what, she loves watching you, and you're methodic. You go up there, you don't take the chances, you're cautiously aggressive, and that's what I like.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, we try as hard as we can, and, you know, we try to be fair and try to race people the way they race us. So, I mean, it's, like you said, man, this is a passion. It's something I love to do. I just love being at the racetrack. I'm fortunate my whole family gets to come.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a blast, man. I mean, it's just a lot of fun.
Well, let me ask you one more question. I know you guys are on the road, and you got to get prepared for tonight. You know, we have a lot of young drivers. I mentioned earlier Connor Okresic, who's a young driver. He's running Bandaleos now. Got third this past weekend at Charlotte for the $1 million race. And you got a lot of these young drivers, the Carters, that are listening to the show. And what piece of advice would a NASCAR-level driver and someone who's dominating on the late models give maybe a young driver just getting started? What could you tell that young driver?
Man, I mean, the best thing I could tell you is just be passionate. Just give it your all every time you're out there. Mm-hmm. You know, try to be fair. Try to be aggressive. Try to be fair. And, I mean, you got to give it 100% all the time. I mean, you can't quit. You can't give up. And, you know, just keep digging. I mean, you can't quit every time somebody says you can't do something. If I'd have done that, I'd have quit racing 25 years ago. So, I mean, if it's in your heart and you love to do it, just keep digging, man. Just give it your all, and good things will happen.
Well, I know it will tonight. Good luck to you guys. Be safe on the road, and bring home another trophy for Tracy and all those guys over at Buddy's Home Furnishings. And, again, it was an honor to have you on, and I hope we can have you back on soon.
Hey, man, I'd be glad to come on anytime. I appreciate it. And, like I said, it's great to talk to you all, and thank you for supporting Short Track Racing. We love it, man.
There you go. That's Mike Garvey on the road to another racetrack. How about it? That's a good interview right there. We appreciate Mr. Garvey coming on board. So how about it? What do you think? Are you ready to go slideways? Now, we talked about slideways over at Pensacola. Yeah, you've got the drifting. If it rains, it doesn't matter. But here's the thing. Tonight, Deep South Speedway, they're going slideways. Oh, yeah. But in a total different way. On the dirt, high-banked, winged Cajun sprint cars. They've also got other divisions racing. And I know Casey's excited to wrap up the show with me. We're going to talk about all the dirty things doing in the dirt at Deep South Speedway next. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, later this afternoon, we'll have this show back on usfdracing.org. And you want to talk about a big show? Oh, we've got it coming. We're going to do it in the dirt at Deep South Speedway in Loxley. Now, they've got the Cajun Wing Sprint Cars back. And the guy who's going to tell us all about this circus is back with us, Casey. Hey, good morning and welcome to the show, bro.
Good morning, Kane.
I tell you what, I'm excited when you guys come over here and you got these dirt sprint cars. This is going to be a show that is going to be, well, the last time they're coming, so expect a huge crowd, get there early, and you guys got a lot of cars coming. But let me ask you something. We've had a lot of rain recently along the Gulf Coast. How's the track showing up?
Track's going to be good. We actually use a little more rain.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it'd be nice to get about a little 15-minute shower today. About noon would be perfect.
Well, you've got not only just the Wing Outlaw Cajun Sprinters, but you got the five weekly divisions with the Modifieds, the Bombers, Street Stock, Stingers, and the Vintage Cars. For someone who doesn't know what these Cajun Wing Sprint Cars can do at your track, why don't you educate them a little bit?
Oh, it's adrenaline rush. It's wide open, 130 mile an hour. And like the last race we had, the leader went for a wild ride.
Yeah, what happened last race?
Lane just was leading it, had a pretty good lead, and got up in two there and off the wall.
Oh, man. And these cars, they're actually, you know, designed to take a hit and roll, but I understand he did, and I remember seeing some of the photos on your website at deepsouthdirt.com. And those wings on the top, they're multi-purpose, aren't they? They're not just to keep the cars down, but when they do roll like that, they really absorb a lot of the impact, don't they? I mean, you know, as a driver, unfortunately, you've probably used a wing or two, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I've used quite a bunch of them. Man. And it's not as hard as impact as it looks. You know, you just hate when you tear them wings up. They're $800+ about $1,000 by the time you ship it.
Oh my gosh! So yeah, you definitely want to protect them. I can see that. Well, who's coming tonight? You've got these Cajun Wing Sprint cars, and they've been traveling all over the place. And really, the only reason why this is the last time of the season is because their season's wrapping up, isn't it?
Yeah, their season is not so much 100% wrapping up.
Mm-hmm.
They're fixing to get real busy every single week.
Gotcha.
And, you know, with the rain out they had, they got to be in Jackson, Mississippi next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Then they be in Milton, Florida the following or 2 weeks after that. And then back to Baton Rouge every single weekend. And if anybody's looking to look at the sprint car, get up close with it today, they can go over to Terry Thompson's Chevrolet and Daphne there, and we'll have some put up there, and they can get up close to it, look at it, and
that's cool. Yeah, if you've never seen one of these things, I mean, they're huge. They really are, but there's not a lot of room. And when you're sitting up there in that race car, you've got that steering wheel right. I mean, I don't know how to describe it, because you look down and you see that drive shaft right between your legs. And I've said it before, man, it takes a special kind of driver to drive when you can see that.
Yeah, you kind of forget it's there, and two, you end up getting in a crash, and, you know, to try to keep your feet away from it.
Good gosh. Well, you know, you've had some good crowds this year, and the racetrack has done a lot more than just have the racing. Let's talk about the movie that just got done, wrapped up filming, and you had some superstars down here. You had closed down some county streets. You've done some illegal activities on some of these back roads, all for the movie. No. But tell us about L.A. Dirt, how it was filming at your track, and when can we see the movie out?
The movie they're expecting the late fall.
Okay.
Hopefully to have it out. They said it takes a couple months of post-production, putting all the editing, getting it all together. And once they get all that together, then they'll be ready for it to be on TV. And it was a fun project.
Yeah, and you had a lot of the local drivers actually spent some time in it, and they're going to be in the movie, aren't they?
Yeah, that's a different subject. But for another day. But yes, there is some Gulf Coast drivers, cars that people have seen, and drivers that will be in it. Yet.
Well, that's kind of neat to say that you're. Hey, I'm in that movie. You know, I was in Hoosiers a long time ago, the basketball movie. But I was like six, and I was in a crowd shot, so it's not the same.
Yeah, it's it is neat. Like I said, just watching how they do things, and it's just a good opportunity for the whole area, not just the track, you know, but it lets people, you know, see different parts of Bay Minette and Gulf Shores and just the area. Hopefully bring some people in, and, of course, end up at the track. And, you know, it's good for all the track sponsors that, you know, they'll be seen in it. And, I mean, I'm just glad to do it, and it'll be a good deal for the whole Gulf Coast.
Well, tonight's the night. Again, gates open at 4, registration closes at 6, and you guys start pretty early, about 7 o'clock or so, but it all depends on, I guess, how hot it is tonight. Now, obviously, on the track, it's going to be something special. You've already got some of the cars pulling in. And these Cajun Wing Sprint cars, again, these Wing Sprinters, they come from all over the Gulf Coast, don't they?
Yeah, they come from as far out to almost the Texas line, to North Alabama, North Mississippi, Florida, Georgia, everywhere.
Well,
Southeast.
And beyond the Cajun Sprint cars tonight at Deep South, you've got great races. You're getting bombers, and you're getting car counts out there of 16, 17, 20 cars. Stingers, you're getting 7, 8, or 9, 10 of those. The street stocks have always been something. You've got some drivers that are dominating there. And then the vintage cars, which I call them the gangsta cars. They kind of, how would you, I guess you'd say almost looks like a legend on steroids. Is that a good way to put those?
Yeah, they're a legend on steroids. And, They're just I'm enthused and love them little cars. I wish, you know, I hope more and more people go building some of those. They're just, they're neat all around.
Well, and it's going to be a good night of racing, like you said, to get there early. And another thing that you guys do that no other track does is you don't sell beer, but for $5 you can bring in your cooler and you get the rowdy section right out of turn four. That's usually one of the louder sections. I don't understand why.
Yeah, that's become Butch's section.
Yeah, you know? Imagine that. Your announcer, Butch, yeah, he likes hanging out there.
Yeah, Butch keeps them entertained and Lewis keeps everybody else entertained. And
it's a good
together
mix.
They make a good show out of it. And it's, like I said, it's going to be a night to see. There's, especially along some of the Cajun drivers. I went up to Hattiesburg last Friday.
Yeah, where they raced.
Some of their tempers are kind of flaring amongst each other. So,
well, this is a lot bigger track. This is one of their biggest tracks that they race on. So can they get a little bit more dicey? And I don't know how you could in a wing sprint car. But these guys, if they're mad at each other, how can you retaliate in a sprint car with open wheels? You know, you're a driver. What can you do? Just get real wild?
There ain't much you can do. You know, guys have tried it, but there's no fenders, nothing around tires. The guys are all smart enough. We don't have guys that do any of the do any intentional crashing, things like that. But they'll brake check you on the start, things like that.
Just enough to ruin that expensive front wing we were talking about earlier.
just enough to cost you a front bumper and a front wing.
Jeez.
And you know, they mostly get out and fight like me.
That's what racers do. Well, again, it's not hard to find. I-10 Loxley exit. Now, that's going to be 4 miles up on the north. On the left is where you'll find the track. Again, gates open at 4, but again, Terry Thompson and Daphne on Highway 98 will have one or two of these cars up there today. And I know last time we did this, you had some tickets to possibly give away. Are you going to do that again? Good.
Terry Thompson, like I said, everybody support the sponsors that make this possible. You know, and that's the Terry Thompson Shrimp Basket, I mean, Bully Dog, Contingency Connection, it goes on. But for the local right now, you can be out in Terry Thompson there. We are going to give some stuff away out there.
Cool.
You're going to have to be there to find out what it is.
Well, it's as simple as that. Again, we appreciate you coming on board. I'll be there later tonight. I got to come see these guys, at least for the feature. But it's Casey Hines with Deep South Speedway. Find you on Facebook, also deepsouthdirt.net. So, I'm sorry, no, deepsouthdirt.com. Let's get that one right.
.com. Yeah, and if you go out to Terry Thompson Chevrolet there in Daphne, make sure they you tell them that you heard it on Full Throttle Racing.
There you go. Well, Casey, we'll see you tonight for sure, and good luck, and hopefully those wing sprint cars are going to put on a heck of a show for you.
Yes, they will be a good show, and again, it'll be – there won't be no cars at Terry Thompson till 12.
Okay.
So don't go any earlier than that.
All right, there you go. So it's going to be a good show. Appreciate Casey coming on board. NASCAR Victory Lane, it was Phoenix Racing. Daytona, a great night last night as Kurt Busch celebrates. They'll have the Victory Lane interview, and what a great night, and he survived. Take a listen.
I'm looking at the little team that could and the driver who just wouldn't quit, Kurt Busch. What just happened here at Daytona?
We just won at Daytona!
With a wrecked race car and chaos all around you.
But we got Kurt Busch!
And I got these guys here in Phoenix. You know, this is unbelievable. Passion and heart. That's all I can give. That's all I can do right now. And to do this for James Finch, I'm hoarse right now because I've been screaming so loud. This is awesome. To be an underfunded team, to come out here only 4 times a year. We'll be at Indy in a few weeks, but it's amazing to do what we can as a little team and to persevere. And Ricky Stenhouse, he's at Ford, thanks to him. But this Chevrolet is in victory lane.
And I tell you what, he had a great run last night. If you didn't get a chance to see it, check it all out on Speed. And Daytona back in action tonight. So is Deep South Speedway. Thank you to all of everybody who came on. Mike Garvey, a great run. We wish him good luck at Op tonight. Also, Tim Bryant, we'll see you at Five Flag Speedway. I'll be out there for the KMS sanctioned event. Yeah, we're going slideways. Bring a helmet. I'll get you a ride as you go around and around. Rick Crawford from Mobile International Speedway. Appreciate all of them coming on. And Hurricane Motorsports, hey, you guys enjoy your camping trip.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.